Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And on this sunny day in Denver, Colorado, yesterday it was snowing like crazy. Today it's just sunny and melting, and that's what I love about Colorado. One day it can be just a horrible storm, and the next day it's absolutely beautiful sunshine, and I'm so grateful to the Lord. Aren't you glad for His weather patterns? I am. I'm glad for the seasons. I remember when I was in college in California, and it was basically just one season. January through March might be rainy, but it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. California was beautiful in the 60s, but I like the seasons. I really do. You can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within you, you become more and more like Him. From glory to glory, friend, that's what it's all about. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And this morning when Kimberly gave me Psalm 22, I was just, it was like I was breathless, because I realized I have read this chapter years and year for years. And yet, welcome, Kimberly. And yet, and yet I'd read it. And yet when you presented it to me today, Kimberly, it was like all new revelation. It was beautiful.
Mm. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, that started with a name, Yana, Y-A-N-A,
yes.
Yana. And this is a name of one of the nurses that's caring occasionally for my friend up in the intensive care unit. And I think last night, well, I haven't been sleeping really well, and my brain just couldn't stop thinking the word Yana over and over. I was hearing Yana, and it was keeping me awake. So I finally looked up the meaning of the name, and it's from a Hebrew root meaning He hears.
Oh.
And our modern day text abbreviations that everybody uses for texting, Y-A-N-A, stands for You Are Never Alone.
Oh.
You are never alone.
Alone.
Yeah, so it was making me think, now what are the ways that I feel surrounded and supported by God's love? We are never alone. And how do we know that when we have such strong emotions that tell us that we've been abandoned?
Mm-hmm.
Very often we might feel like we're alone in a situation. And for me, my assurance comes from reading my Bible. And the Bible, I believe, is the infallible Word of God, and it speaks truth, and it will quiet the lies of my emotions.
Yes.
Words and stories have always been my friends. They take me out of my own perspective into greater adventure, and they open doors to new worlds and new ideas. But I do remember once when I was in my early 20s, a pastor was preaching on wisdom from the Proverbs, and he made this deduction that God gave us a brain and expects us to make wise decisions without having to ask Him all the time for everything.
Mm.
And I remember feeling really disappointed, because I actually like to ask God about what I'm eating.
Yes,
or what to wear.
Yes.
Or which direction to turn in traffic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go shopping very often. My wardrobe is really old, so I feel more special when I ask Him, what do you think today? And something
yes.
just stands out to me. I feel like he is a part of my life.
That's right.
And it makes me feel special even when I'm wearing something that's 20 years old.
Well, that's right. So, amen. Or like your mom that's 40 years old. Yeah, I do the same thing, Kimberly. I walk into that closet and go, okay, Lord, which one today? And usually it's like you said, it just pops out at you, the color or something about it. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I like having the idea that there's more than just my own input in this life.
Yes.
And when I tried using just my own wisdom and I tried to practice what this pastor had taught, the pressure to get it right was all of a sudden just more than I could bear. And there was no peace in trying to live in my own efforts and my own decisions without him. My efforts to live in this life, to teach my children, to clean my house, to feed my body the right foods, to find the right doctor, all of it led me to feel like I was never good enough. Mm-hmm. Like I never get the breaks, or I can never get ahead of it all. I just always feel like I'm drowning, or I'm never going to be feeling good again. Like I'll never be healed. You know, those are the nevers that the enemy tries to trap us in and keep us stuck in. Those never messages that come from the enemy's camp are destructive and depressing. But God has his own never messages that bring hope and light and love. And you started talking about Psalm 22. It occurred to me that many people believe that God, the Father, turned his back on his son Jesus when Jesus was on the cross. And it's based on that first scripture of Psalm 22, where Jesus cried out saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Mm-hmm. And that's the first verse of Psalm 22. Jesus was actually quoting that verse in confirmation that that whole psalm was written about him.
That's right, yes.
That he is the fulfillment of that prophetic psalm. And that psalm begins with this emotional outburst. It's kind of like any of us who might say, oh, I have never felt so alone. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of times that we feel very alone. But Jesus knew the whole Psalm 22,
That's right,
not just the first verse. Yeah. He knew the whole thing beginning to the end. And he knew verse 24 says, for God has not despised my cries of deep despair. He is my first responder to my sufferings. And when I was in pain, he was there all the time and heard the cries of the afflicted. So this is Jesus confirming that we might feel like we've been forsaken and left, but that's not the truth. Those are emotions. Mm-hmm. And here he was showing us in a very vulnerable way how he was feeling those human emotions while he was hanging on that cross.
That's right.
Yet he knew the rest of the story. The rest of it is that God is there all the time and he hears our cries, the cries of the afflicted. One of the ways that we know for sure Jesus knew the rest of the story, he told his disciples just the evening before, John 16:32, he told his disciples that they would all be scattered and each one of you will go your own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am never alone, for the Father is always with me. Yeah. I love that. God had confirmed it through Jesus. Jesus, the human, had God fully in him and was living the truth that he was never alone.
Yes,
are never alone.
That we're never alone. I realized that as I had just read Matthew 26 in my morning devotions, Kimberly, where this prophecy from Zechariah says, all the sheep will be scattered. When the shepherd is gone, the sheep will be scattered. And of course, all the disciples left him at the end of this chapter, which is very difficult for me to read, but I do get through Matthew 26. But I realized here when David, this awesome writer, this anointed writer, King David, when he wrote this psalm, he was writing prophetically about Jesus. So Jesus, in turn, had to fulfill that. So when David wrote, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus had to say those same words on the cross to fulfill that prophecy. It's important that right. to God and that all the prophecies that had been written in the Old Testament were fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
Yes. And then we can't forget what else is fulfilled is that we are never alone.
That's right.
That God is there all the time and hears the cries of the afflicted. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that Psalm 22, it's so beautiful. I think I just want to read some more of that starting in verse 26. Jesus, let me just say this before I start reading. Jesus is showing us how God was reconciling all of humanity.
Yes.
And that reconciliation to God means that God stayed with Jesus. It's a reconciliation. It's never alone. We are never alone. And this says, starting in verse 26 of Psalm 22, let all the poor and broken eat until satisfied. Bring Yahweh praise and you will find him. May your hearts overflow with life forever. From the four corners of the earth, the peoples of the world will remember and return to Yahweh. Yes. Every nation will come and worship him. For Yahweh is king of all, who takes charge of all the nations. The wealthy of this world will feast in fellowship with him, right alongside the humble of heart, bowing down to the dust, forsaking their own souls. They will all come and worship this worthy king. I like that. Mm-hmm. Forsaking their own souls. I think of my soul as being where my emotions reside.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I will forsake my emotions. I will forsake my own soul in order to take up the truth and know that God is with me always. God is always with you. His spiritual seed shall serve him. Future generations will hear from us about the wonders of the victorious Lord. Yes. And here's the last verse of Psalm 22. His generation yet to be born will glorify him, and they will all declare, it is finished.
Oh, so Kimberly. Mm.
Jesus starts this prophetic psalm on the cross, hanging there saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? But then at the very end, he finishes this psalm and he says, it is finished. The finished work is the reconciliation, proving to the world we are not alone.
Yes.
Proving to all that we have God on our side with us always.
I can't wrap it around my brain how King David could see this in the future when he was maybe 900 years before Jesus. And how
right.
all of this could come into absolute fulfillment, including when Jesus cried out, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing that God would uphold the writings of a man like King David, who was not perfect, but he was, Kimberly, he was in spirit to have listened to mm-hmm. God like this and written all this down. Oh, it's just,
right.
it's
yeah.
amazing to me.
Yes, and really it must be supernatural, right?
Oh, yes.
There's no way that a human being could just come up with those beautiful writings on our own.
No.
And you brought up something else when we were talking on the phone earlier, that it's hard for your mind to understand a triune God that's been in relationship always. There's never been a part of God that has left himself alone.
That's right.
Because he's Trinity. He's three in one. And so there's a relationship happening at all times.
At all times.
He never leaves himself alone. God the Father does not ever leave Jesus alone. And
right.
Holy Spirit does not leave the pack and say, I'm heading out on my own. That
right.
doesn't happen.
No.
And
they were there from the beginning. They were three in one from the very beginning. They three cooperated in creating this world.
Yes. And we were made in the image of God. And so then we must believe that we are never alone. Mm-hmm. Because in his image, we are in relationship
yes.
at all times.
Yes.
You and I were talking about Hebrews 13:5.
Mm, love that.
Oh, I do too. It says, for you always have God's presence. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you, never, and I will not loosen my grip on your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were going to look up the amplified version of that. Do
yeah.
you have that? Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not.
Oh,
I love the translator of Hebrews 13. It's marvelous.
Yes,
yes it really is. Why do you think God was talking about being free from the love of money right before he says, I will not leave you?
Well, I know that many of us, I believe we've all struggled, all
yes,
of us have
yes.
struggled with the idea of lack.
That's right.
And
yes.
in this world system, when we have money, then we've got substance and we've got power
yes.
and we have options in life. We've got some resources at our
yes.
fingertips when we have money. But when we have no money, that's when we feel like we don't have any options.
That's
like
right.
we do not have resources that can help us. But this is God saying, your resources have not dried up if you have no money, because I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you.
Or let
I really
you down. You know, sometimes you're disappointed by, especially a husband and wife, you're disappointed with your spouse's reaction or character mm-hmm. about regarding a certain situation. And so you feel let down.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, I will never let you down or relax
That's
my
right.
hold on you. Oh,
That's
what
right.
assurance, Kimberly.
Mm. Yes. I really like 2 Kings 6. It tells the story of Elisha and his servant. They're living in a small community, or they're staying there at least. And one night, the king of Aram sent a great army to surround that city, to surround Elisha. And the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning, went outside, and there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. And the servant was really concerned, very worried. And he says, oh, sir, what will we do now? And Elisha said, don't be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs. And then Elisha prayed, oh, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes. And when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. And I was reading that and I just thought, Lord, oh, and I pray it right now. Lord, we pray today that you would open the eyes of your listeners and help them to see they are not alone. It may look like they're surrounded, but God, you are surrounding your people with your presence.
That's right.
We have the perfect song for that. Let's listen to that now.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I find my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles. 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 Oh. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm
it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded with you. It's
That's
just
right.
wonderful. It reminds me, the third verse of Psalm 22 in like a New King James Version, a New American Standard, after he says, "Where are you, my God?" Verse 3 in Psalm 22 in the King James says, "You are holy, you who dwell in the praises of your people." And Kimberly, that's so important to realize that when we do feel alone, we just take those anxious thoughts and they become praises. We don't allow those thoughts to stay. They become praises to God. And pretty soon you don't have those awful thoughts of being
that's
alone.
Good. Yeah. That's forsaking our souls, right?
Yes.
That's forsaking our emotions, forsaking those thoughts and taking every thought captive into the obedience of Jesus Christ and his truth. Mm-hmm. That he has given us.
Yes.
I was also looking at 2 Corinthians 5.
Oh,
verses
beautiful.
14. I know. Oh, I love 2 Corinthians 5.
Yeah.
Yes. Verses 14 and 15 say, "Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life."
Yes.
To those emotions. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. And listen to this. Verse 18 says, And all of this is a gift from God. We're talking about Christ's death, the death of his son, okay? Mm-hmm. All of this is a gift from God who brought us back to him through Christ.
Yes.
And here, verse 19, God the Father was the whole time Jesus was on the... It says right here, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Mm. There he was. He was with
there
Christ
he
the
was.
Whole time.
Yes.
God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. Just another beautiful proof that we are never own.
That's
and
right.
To forsake the ideas that the enemy would give you, that you are alone, that it's never going to work out for you. No, no. You remember, God will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He will not relax his hold on you.
Yes.
Assuredly not.
Yes. The psalmist David goes through the father's faith, the generations that have been before him. They trusted you and you came through. Verse 5 of Psalm 22 says, every time they cried out to you in their despair, you were faithful to deliver them. You did not disappoint them. So he brings that out, that character of God, that faithfulness of Father God, the same Father we serve today, Kimberly. Oh,
yes.
Such great revelation.
Yes.
Don't you believe that Revelation, new wine is being poured out to the body of Christ who will listen today?
Yes.
Oh, I do
I
too.
Believe it.
Yes,
yes,
I do.
And fresh vision and new eyesight. Yes,
yes.
I believe it. And I'm just going to move to Psalm 23 to end it. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for you are with me.
Amen.
You are never alone. I hope you will remember that today.
Yes. Thank you so much. What a powerful message. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, Kimberly, 750 miles away, but it seems like you're closer to me when you come on the air. So God bless you and keep you. And thank you so much for being here. And we say to all of you today, take joy.
Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.